This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. It appears the Turkish currency, the lira, has temporarily ended its slide following a central bank action Monday, providing cash to banks. The currency, which has declined over 40% this year, reflects the country's debt burden, high inflation, and lingering tensions with the U.S.
Türkiye, diğer alanlarda olduğu gibi.
President Recep Tayyip Erdogan complained Monday that Turkey is being encircled economically and such attacks will continue for a while. The two countries remain at odds over the jailing of an American pastor, Turkey's demand for extradition for an exiled Muslim cleric it accuses of masterminding a failed 2016 coup. Tensions are also caused by tariffs and sanctions. WH Ireland chief market strategist Mike Ingram doubts the Turkish measures will completely stabilize the currency.
I think the basic problem, as I keep coming back to, is that under Erdogan, the economic institutions have been largely hollowed out.
He said investors are nervous about Turkey's overtures to Russia.
I think that's probably what's troubling investors, because at the moment we seem to be in a risk-off mood.
For tourists like Fatima Ali of Kuwait, Turkish goods are a bargain. She said the prices are cheap compared to those in Kuwait. Meanwhile, the White House said it's monitoring the Turkish situation closely. Vote counting continues following Mali's presidential election runoff of Sunday. Voter turnout was reported to be low. Opposition candidate Soumaila Cisse, addressing supporters, said he's rejecting the result over accusations of fraud and violence. Official results are expected later in the week. Incumbent President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita is expected to secure a second five-year mandate. This is VOA News. In Afghanistan, Taliban insurgents have overrun an army base in Faryab province, killing at least 14 soldiers, even as they continue battling for control of the central city of Ghazni. Security forces have been backed there by U.S. advisors and airstrikes over 4 days. General Tariq Shah Bahrami said security forces suffered 100 fatalities. 20 to 30 civilians have died, and there are claims that hundreds of insurgents have either been killed or wounded. While security forces said Taliban fighters confined to their last pocket, the insurgents claimed to control most of the city. Syria Monday vowed to ensure the safe return of refugees. Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal Maqdad said refugee returns are a top priority and would welcome foreign assistance.
Any international assistance should be given to the Syrian people, but not compromising the main principles of the convictions of the Syrian people as far as the unity and territorial integrity of Syria and its people are concerned. So we expect help, yes, but we don't need any preconditions.
The Syrian Public Administration Minister insists the government has restored thousands of schools, hundreds of hospitals, and some 3.5 million internally displaced have returned to their homes. A UN report Monday said Islamic State insurgency is still up to 30,000 members in Syria and Iraq, with a reduced covert version expected to survive recent efforts to destroy them. It said significant affiliated supports are found in Afghanistan, Libya, Southeast Asia, and Africa. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei Monday rejected President Donald Trump's recent offer of talks with no conditions. He referred to the U.S. regime as a bully, always wanting something, and negotiations, he said, only give them the tools to continue hostilities. Washington reimposed sanctions after pulling out of the 2015 nuclear agreement with Tehran over its malign behavior. The Iranian leader said Iran would not start a war with the U.S. Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu reportedly made a rare visit to Egypt in May that included a secret meeting with President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to discuss Gaza. The government has not commented on the Channel 10 report. Hundreds have been hurt, 9 seriously, when a wooden platform they were jumping on collapsed late Sunday at a seaside music festival in northwest Spain. In the U.S. state of Vermont, voters will be choosing Tuesday primary candidates for November's election. Former utility executive Democratic hopeful Christine Hultquist hopes to become the first transgender governor, while a 14-year-old is taking advantage of a state law that does not require gubernatorial candidates to be registered voters. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.